Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 00 hours. Fog. 38 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0100 hours. Fog. 39 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0200 hours. Fog. 40 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0400 hours. Fog. 36 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0600 hours. Fog. 36 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0700 hours. Fog. 36 degrees. Dense fog advisory.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, this is Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Oscar Bravo, over. Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, this is Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Oscar Bravo, you're on air, over.
Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0800 hours. Fog. 36 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0900 hours. Fog. 36 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
KAKCI, this is K8ZOB. You on air there, Jeff? Over. Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. Just wondering if you're on air there, Jeff. Over.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Okay, how about the storm you got at that?
KA9SXH, KA9SXH, this is KE8, Charlie Brown.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. K8KCI, K8KCI, M8RHK. K8KCI, K8KCI, M8RHK.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
KE8CV.
Good evening, Clayton.
Thanks for the information. I forwarded all that to Tom and Mike, and doesn't hurt to go check it out and see what they said. They're probably best and go down and talk to that guy. Because yeah, you look at the form, it's, as I was reading it, it says right on the form there, social and clubs do not qualify, even if you are a nonprofit. You have to be a government or meet these certain classifications. So who knows? The only thing we can do is try it, and if it works, okay, and if it doesn't, we're no worse off.
And when I was looking online at all the requirements, you got to, like, meet a couple of the requirements to be approved. You guys don't have, like, a permanent address for the club. You guys use what free space is available. So that there's a requirement that you meet. You're also registered as a nonprofit. That's the second requirement you meet. And the fact that our club does ARIES and works with the police department for emergency comms should give you a third requirement check mark. And when I talked to the guy at the South Washington place, he seems to be the one knowledgeable on Group E PO boxes. I said all that to him, and he says, yeah, he thinks you would get approved. And worst case scenario, they do have a small box for $98.
Yeah, I have no idea what size of the box that we get. We do not get any packages or anything like that in it. Basically, it's envelopes is all that we have. So, yeah, Tom would be the only one. He's the only one that's been down there, whoever was treasurer over times. And the current one, he would know the size of the box. So, no clue on that one. I know you can't drive in a car in it, so it's not that big.
From what my chat with the guy, I think you guys get approved. Just don't mention hobby. or social, and you should have no issues. I went to the boardwalk office, and they didn't even know what I was talking about. They never even heard of Group E. So you definitely want the guy at the South Washington building.
Yeah, that's where the box is down at the Washington office, so... Like I said, I forwarded it to Tom. We'll see if he's got a lot of things he's trying to do right now with getting the savings account setting up, adding that to it, and then looking into the CDs for trying to get some money back that way. So it might be a little bit, but we'll see what time he has. So anything's possible. And like I said, the only thing we ever get is letters. Most of the stuff we get is junk mail. Like I said, around February, March, April is most of the stuff people sending in their dues. They don't come to the meetings. And correspondence from the FCC or from the state for the club, that is what we get. But he said majority of the time is just junk mail. You know, we're getting stuff to put a new roof on our house or gutter guards or something like that. So those just get tossed, or, you know, other organizations looking for donations, that type of stuff, so don't need much.
Well, they're a $98 box. It's a 3x5. It holds up to 15 letters. The second size box up from that holds more than 15, so. But, yeah, I think you get approved. Do you guys do like bulk mailings, like physical mailing stuff? Because they have a nonprofit thing where you get 50-60% off on stuff you need for mailing stuff out.
We do not. But with the anniversary party coming out, we would be sending out I imagine. That's one thing I didn't talk about. I remember the last time they basically sent out postcards. They did bulk mailing on got a postcard that, you know, they had made up that said, you know, we're having the anniversary party, and sent those out rather than kind of the informal of email to start it out that, you know, and back 20 years ago we really didn't have email to work from, just starting doing that stuff. I mean, it was around then, but not like it is now. Everybody's got an email address. And so, yeah, they sent out basically postcards for the invitations.
I just texted you the form for filing for so you can get a discount on bulk mailing. It's PS Form 3624. That there should help cut your cost.
Yeah, this is like a once every 20 year thing, so. yeah, anything we can do would help out. It's not that we don't have any funds, it's just we got to be somewhat frugal on what funds that we spend to keep things running, not only stuff for repeaters and all of this stuff. Unlike a few of the other clubs around the areas that basically are working on pocket change, so not in good shape for some of them.
Well, I hope this information is helpful, and hopefully whoever you send over there communicates information to the right person so you get approved and all goes well.
Yeah, I don't know if it gets approved at a local level. I doubt it. It probably has to go into national level and for approval, but yeah, if it's local, that's something. You might be able to talk somebody into it. If it's national, you're not talking anybody into it. It's like, even like Tom said, setting up the savings account. We already have the checking, just adding the savings and all the hoops that he had to jump through. He sent me an email. I had to change the newsletter to conform to what they wanted it to be. So I had to basically write a specific newsletter just for the bank. And then when he got there, they wanted additional information. So he had to go in his word processor and add the additional information into the newsletter that they required. So, and banking, government, security stuff, now you got to jump through a bunch of hoops.
When's the next Aries event that you guys do?
Yeah, that's a week from today. I think it is. What is the 19th? Yeah, a week from today, so like the 26th. I got to get a hold of them and see. I planned to do it down at 911, but we got a different 911, an interim 911 director, so I got to get a hold of that person to let them know that we plan to be down there and use the conference room that night, and then we'll go into the radio room and make sure the computers are operational, the radios are operational, have just a informational setting for that one, so I have no formal presentation. It's just once a year I like to try and get down to 911 and utilize the conference room and the radio room. So that's the plan, but I got to get a hold of the current temporary director and let them know.
All right. I look forward to the reminder email once it's set up. You guys still have the emergency stuff at Covenant, or did Covenant make you guys take that stuff out with all that renovation?
We still have our station at Covenant, so that's still in the mental health office off the ER. The one that we don't have is St. Mary's. When St. Mary's got taken over by Ascension and they were doing the ER remodeling, they did not approve us to be added to it. So we got a new person that I was at a meeting last year and said, yeah, we want you back in, and I've sent two texts with him. I said I wouldn't be able to do anything until July until we're done with all of our public service stuff. So she said that would be great, but I've sent two texts to her since then and got no response back. So I don't know if she's even there anymore or what. I'm going to have to talk to our emergency manager and see who the current contact person is and see if we can make arrangements to get back in there. They wanted us back in, but no response.
Are you guys also going out there to the airport later this year and doing that again?
Well, we still have, like I said, the monthly Aries meetings and the club meetings out there. That's the only thing that we're doing out to the county airport for the remainder of the year. We had Winter Field Day is the only radio event that we do out there other than club and Aries meetings.
I apologize. I should have been more specific. I'm at the MBS International Airport training event.
That is a once every 3 year FAA requirement, so the next one we have will not be until 2028. So the next airport exercise is, we did one in 25, so they are not required to do another one until 28.
Okay, that's a 3 year one. All right, KEACB.
KC8YVF, yeah. When FEMA funds were more prevalent, the county used to do annual exercises, and now when they do something, they basically do tabletop, where, you know, just the heads of the various departments meet at a location. The last two have been out at Cotchville Township's facility out off in Cotchville Road out there, and they've done tabletop exercise. But there used to be enough money, and with the one of our emergency managers that I originally started out with did annual actual functional exercises around the county for different scenarios. But that person left years ago, retired, and the money, FEMA money, is dried up for those things. So they kind of piggyback with the airports, about the only thing they do.
So how's your day going?
Better now. Sun shines out. It's dry, and I'm headed home. I'm about 3 minutes away from home here, headed west on Weiss, so it'll be good. I need to, you know, grab dinner tonight, see what the wife's got for dinner, and then I need to stop over to Harbor Freight and pick up a small storage container box. I bought some additional screws for 3D printing, some of the different sizes, so I'm trying to get together a variety of screws, so I've had them on hand for projects, as well as getting some magnets. I've got five or six different sizes of magnets, but I need to get a few more sizes for various projects and have them on hand rather than having to order them. It's every time I order something, you know, you've got tax and shipping in there, so it costs more than, that costs more than the product that you're buying. So try and buy, get a few different sizes together and buy them all at once, so it doesn't cost quite as much.
Yeah, my Uno R4 came today, so just waiting for my cables to show up. They're supposed to be here today too. And then this weekend I'm going to be programming a couple of Bluetooth boards and pairing them to each other. And then the hard part comes.
And I'm still waiting for a circuit board that's been sitting in Illinois for 9 days now. It came from China. And it's been sitting in Illinois now for the last 9 days since the, like the 10th. So I'm not sure what's up with that. Hopefully they didn't lose it, because now the company that has this board, this 4.3-inch OLCD screen that I ordered for a project doesn't have anymore, and I haven't been able to find any other people, and it, you know, it was an expensive board in the first place, so hopefully it gets delivered here. I'm not sure why it's been sitting there for 9 days, and since it comes in international China, there's nobody to talk to, so I can't call UPS or FedEx or something. It's sitting at some other type of carrier, and there's no contact information. So hopefully I get this. I got the project will be released in about another 35 days, so I got a ways to go, and I had to order a couple more parts, so those will be, they'll be coming from China, so it'll be another month before I probably get those, but, and I'll be able to start on that project, so. All right, Clayton, thanks for the information. Thanks for doing the legwork on that. I really appreciate it. And we'll see what we do. I'll talk to Tom tonight and fill him in the information, as well as I sent it out in an email to Mike and Tom, and we'll see what transpires there. So we'll talk to you later. 73, KCYVFLB, clearing your final.
All right, take it easy. 73, KE8CB.
KC8YVF.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 44 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 41 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, fog, 41 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, fog, 41 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, fog, 41 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, fog, 41 degrees.